Blog Talk Radio.
This is Prophecy Alive. I am prophet and seer. God will move if you just let him. 347-539-5173. Press 1. Let's agree together for a mighty breakthrough in your life.
God bless you. I am so happy that you've called, and I am so happy that the Spirit of God is here to move, and I want you to know that this is a special day. Last night I had many dreams. I had many visions. I want to share some of them with you. But I sense that there is such a move of God. A strong apostolic prophetic anointing is moving. God is and has and will continue to raise up people with godly motives, clarity, a vision, preciseness in the prophetic. And I say to you right now, be encouraged. I exhort you to the place of knowing that God has already answered your prayers. Before I go to the phones, I want to tell you something. The Word of God says in Matthew 4:4, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. You and I are God's word. Listen closely. That came forth out of his mouth. If you don't believe that, you must understand this. Jesus is the vine. We are the branches. We are part of God. If you don't believe you're part of God, then that's doubt. He that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Why seek God without believing God? If you seek him, you're saying, I believe him, and that I believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently, not them that seek him, but them that earnestly, diligently seek him. Worshippers are people that God has always, from the beginning of time, looked for. There is a divine investment in worshipers. We came forth out of God's mouth, so we cannot live without the word that came forth out of God's mouth. You understand this? Jesus came as an example of who we are in the earth. Mm-hmm. In a little over 3 years, he manifested the power and the anointing that all of us should walk in. Church can no longer go on as usual. There's a move of God. And the beginning of God's moving is when man moves out of God's way. I love you, and I'm ready to answer the calls. Stand by. Praise God. God bless you. You are listening to Prophecy Alive. God bless you.
Hello.
God bless you. You're on Prophecy Alive. Yes, you're on Prophecy Alive.
Hi, Prophet. How are you doing? This is Minister Campbell.
I'm doing wonderful. How are you? Could you do me a favor for our listening audience? Could you get to a quiet place, please?
Yes, sir.
That will help me. I'm going to answer another call, and I'll be right back, okay?
I am on.
Okay. Praise God. God bless you. You're on Prophecy Alive.
Good evening, Prophet. How are you this evening?
Oh, wonderful. How are you, woman of God?
I'm doing well.
What's in your
heart? I just wanted to get a word from the Lord tonight, and I don't have anything specific on my mind, just a lot of this and a lot of that.
Praise God. God is answering prayers. And I'm going to tell you something. I've been ministering on this. I just want to exhort you and just bless your spirit. Is that okay?
That's fine.
God has brought you to a place, and it's a beautiful place. Now, understand this. When God elevates us, it will never seem like an elevation. Hear me? When God begins to move us into a place of power and authority, sometimes there's a sense of loneliness. And sometimes people are not able to interpretate their senses. And we have our senses trained by the Holy Spirit. I sense a very strong elevation in your life. And at the same time, It does not seem like it to none of us. You find the most loneliest people sometimes are those that are being mightily used of God. You understand that, don't you?
Yes, I do. Very well.
It took me a while, my dear sister, my covenant sister. It took me a while. I began preaching at the age of 14. I began seeking the Lord very strongly at the age of 8. I will say this, and people across the nations and you that are in the ministry, understand this. Sometimes there's such a loneliness in the spirit. And you're listening to a man that is, you're talking about romantically involved with my queen, and she's romantically involved with me, and God uses us. But we understand that loneliness, now watch this, is not loneliness, it's a longing for. Watch this. The flesh can never interpret the spirit. Remember the scripture says, my dear covenant sister, the flesh lusted against the spirit, and the spirit lusted against the flesh.
Right.
And it tickles me because God is so awesome. There's a war going on. And God told me to tell his people, be happy about the war. I mean, the worst fighters you could fight, remember David and his men, mighty men of valor. The worst fight to fight is when people are happy. Praise God. I mean, they're happy about defeating the enemy. And I want to encourage you, because every time your voice comes through, I sense a warrior. And there's such an encouragement in this, and I know you receive it, and I know your spirit. Just know that you're in the greatest and the hottest part of the warfare that's going on your behalf. Behalf of those you prayed for, behalf of your ministry. And while the warfare is going on, people of God, continue to worship God. Worship him. Just eulogize God. Just tell him how great he is. And I promise you, the lion's mouth will be closed. The fiery furnace, you will be delivered from. All sorts of things. In the Bible, only worshipers have the testimony of escaping the hand of the enemy. Isn't that amazing?
Amen.
Here's Jesus walking, and what did the lepers do? They fell down and worshiped, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
Everybody that worships God, they get a miracle. Be encouraged, my sister.
You know, Prophet, something just came to my mind, and I just want to ask you about it. You may have a word for me, you may not. But a couple of nights ago, I had a dream, and I was walking on water, and someone was beside me. We were just walking on water and just praising God and just praising God and just praising God. I can't explain to you how much we were praising God.
Wow.
And as I was sleeping on the couch, I could feel the Holy Spirit. You know, I was half asleep and half awake. I could just feel the Holy Spirit cover me almost like a blanket over my whole body, chills. I could feel it.
Jesus. You and I both were dreaming last night. And thousands of others. Let me say this. There are powerful dreams out there. And in these dreams that was released last night and the night before, past 3 days, there's so much hope and deliverance in these dreams. I want to say something to you, my covenant sister. You have just answered the exhortation. You are being elevated in the spirit, in the supernatural. As you already know, water represents life, And water represents deliverance. You know, when a baby is born, the process of the birthing, there's something called, in your woman, you know, there's the water bag. It bursts. And some people have a dry birth, but mostly on the average, this water bag, this protection of the child, it burst forth. I'm reminded of Moses. Even his name means taken from water.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that
mm-hmm.
something? If you look at your birth, my dear covenant sister, I feel the Holy Ghost just hit me right in the stomach. It's beautiful what I feel. If you look at your birth and look at when you were born and look at the circumstances that surround your birth, your life in your mother's womb, your father, you look at that. Our birth, even our natural birth, is an indication of our calling. You understand? And God has chosen you. And even now, oh, Holy Ghost, you are walking on a giant sea. You are literally in the spirit and walking on water. The presence of God and the praises of God is going on. Because listen, it doth not yet appear what you are. The manifestation of Jesus. You are the Word. Hear me. You are the Word. You came forth from the Word. And watch this. You are a deliverer. You know, the Bible talks about, I sent them saviors. It's in the Old Testament. Moses was a little S savior. David, a savior. And the Bible talks about Jesus, the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Once God's people accept who they are, we are the Christ in the earth. And you watched God through elevation and praise, through your intercession, and through your sober, you have a sober spirit. You have a meek spirit. You also have a quiet spirit. And that's beautiful in the eyes of God. I don't know about you, and I know you can witness, every time I pray, I'm transformed. There are times so busy, and then the broadcast can come on, and then, as you know, I pray in my spirit, but I know when I'm in the spirit. You understand? I know when I'm Roderick, and I know when I'm spirit. Watch these folk who always act like they're in the spirit 24 hours a day. Even Apostle Paul said, I, Paul, I'm saying this. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
See, and when you know who you are, I know who I am as a man. I know who I am as a man of God. You see, and I don't try to entertain things that's too high for me. For some reason, I'm letting you know this, because sometimes when you're anointed like yourself, the enemy wants us to, and when I say enemy, I'm not talking about the devil. I'm talking about the flesh that is lusting. You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
Because after actually the devil is defeated, he has no power. He has no authority. You remember he took Jesus up and he promised Jesus things that didn't belong to him.
Right.
And so many people are praising the devil. They think the devil has authority and the devil has power. Jesus said, behold, I give unto you power over what? Some of the power of the enemy or all?
All.
See, I'm not a church person, and you are not either. Or our spirits would not agree. Now, I'm in another place with you. There's a shift that just happened. God has actually placed you in the place where he's taken you. See, what you are becoming, you are now. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
You are right now a force in the earth to be reckoned with. When you speak, thousands of people, I see them falling. I don't see you laying hands much. I see you declaring, and I see the wind backing up your words. Who, you better follow this. Jesus. I see a place. Jesus. I'm in a place now. I'm actually not where I am in the physical. I'm in a place where you are literally teaching the Holy Spirit. And as you open your mouth, you're wondering what is happening. Because people are beginning to speak in tongues. Now, they begin to speak in languages. When I say tongues, I'm not talking about an unknown tongue. I'm talking about different languages in Africa, different languages in China, different languages in Europe. I'm seeing people speak in known languages, but by the Holy Spirit. So there's a power that's coming forth out of you that you know not of. You have no idea of why you were on that giant sea and you were walking and someone else was walking and praising. That's, you have a spirit, strong spirit of evangelism is on you. And it's about to explode, my dear sister. We have never talked on this wise. God has moved, you've called, God has confirmed. But right now I feel that you're about, it's like getting ready to board a plane. I even see an entourage with you of strong prophetic intercessors. And I see you going into foreign places. I see you going into New York. I see the hand of God in New York so strong in you. I tell gangbangers and people strung out on drugs, prostitutes, people in houses that are not even, utilities are not on. They're abandoned houses. People coming to you who are maimed in the spirit, who are maimed in the spirit. I'm telling you, they're maimed. And they are poor in the spirit, oh my God. And I see you working. Daughter, I will tell you this on this broadcast. Get yourself ready. Dot your I's and cross your T's. Get yourself ready with the different things that prepare you for ministry. Get yourself ready because you are about to be in a place that has been prophesied. I am sent to you by God, and I'm telling you this call is different from every call because I'm telling you, make haste. Prepare yourself spiritually because you're about to enter your ministry. The fullness of time has come. The fullness of time has come for you. The fullness of time has come for you.
Hallelujah.
God, Jesus.
Hallelujah, God.
My God. By this prophetic word, you're being consecrated by the Holy Spirit, not man. God has ushered you. Grandma prayed. Grandma prayed. Ah. Ooh. Different mothers have prayed for you. Cunning women have prayed.
Thank you, God.
I see chains coming off of you now. You've been in a prison for a while. Now I see the change, and being destroyed off of you. You are free now.
Thank you, God.
You're free to forgive. You're free now. Go forth in the Lord. Whatever your hands find to do, do it. Whether it be books, whether it be speaking, gifts, witty inventions, whatever God is telling you, do it. But I see an auditorium. I see New York. I see different places. I see you opening your mouth, and the Holy Ghost is falling. Father, I thank you for sending her help, the ministries of help. Father, I thank you, Lord, for sending her strong intercessors, people that would pray, 24 hours a day. I thank you, Father, for sending her men and, oh God, that will guard the anointing and women that will guard the anointing. I thank you for the door people, people who have a door ministry. People, oh God, I thank you for the eldership. Oh, I thank you for the apostleship. I thank you, Lord, for Judah going forth. I thank you, Lord, for Judah. I thank you, Lord, for mighty musicians, not show-offs, not people. I thank you for psalmists, minstrels. Oh, God, quality, excellence of ministry. I thank you, Lord. This one, you're picking out of a people. She said among those who did not understand. She said among those who criticized. She said among those who cursed and didn't know they can't curse. She said among those who tried to hold her back. But now you have told me, and I know your voice, God, this is her. She's like David. Samuel came. Others came, but they were not the one. But it's her. It's her with the mantle. Ha! Cool. Shama. Thank you, Father. Jesus Christ.
Thank you,
Lord. And as a token, your physical body is going to return to about the age of 13 in health.
And in the hallelujah. Hallelujah, God.
Whew, Jesus. Now every bone restore. Every cell, restore. Every artery, restore. Restore. Even her internal organs, her feminine organs, restore.
Hallelujah, oh God.
Father, I thank you.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. I praise you.
Thank you, God.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Thank you. Give you all the glory. I give you all the praise. I take none for myself. What has been spoken is of you, and God, you cannot lie. I thank you and I praise you for this one, this chosen one. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, O God. Thank you, Father God.
Thank you, Father.
Oh, thank you, God.
I see a long beard. Yes. I see a long beard. Just a beard, and it's long. It's beautiful. I said, Lord, what is this? And then he reminded me of the anointing that flowed down Aaron's beard. It is on you. Take care of it. Treat it like gold. Treat his presence like something that is beyond price. God is telling me to tell you, if you be careful. He's saying if you will be careful with his anointing, you will never, never lose your oil. I seal this in the name of Jesus. I seal it prophetically, a strong apostolic mandate. I seal it. I seal it in Jesus' name. no weapon that is formed will be able to overtake her. She shall condemn every tongue that rises up against her. And I seal this night in the name of Jesus by the blood of the Lamb, and no penetration of the enemy. The enemy cannot penetrate this that has been done, this consecration by way of radio. I give you praise.
Yes, God.
I praise you for her life.
Yes, God.
I praise you for her life, and she shall live and not die. She will declare the works of God, that her finances have been resurrected like a cornfield.
Yes.
She shall not want for any good thing. She shall not lack for any good thing. Blessings comes into her, into her bosom. Seeds are sown into her life on a constant basis. Gifts will be given. I see cars being given to you. I see trucks. I see homes. I'm talking about giving. Our divine favor is on your life. And she will not enter into negative conversations with anyone. She will, no guile will be in her mouth. She will guard her mouth. The words of her mouth be so consecrated. And let her know good and evil. Let her know people that mean her good and people that mean her evil.
Yes, God.
Let her always keep a godly character. And
yes,
let her
God.
Watch as well as pray.
Yes, oh God.
And we will guard her, me and my queen and our staff. We will guard her and we will pray for her. And I thank you, Father, that it is done.
Amen.
Amen. No. Now you're going to need to rest now tonight.
Okay.
You could. I'm not telling you to leave the broadcast, but you... I'm telling you, you're gonna need some rest because God's gonna, He's gonna do something special for you, during your rest tonight. Ooh, Jesus!
I was praying, Prophet, before I called you. I was praying, and He said, "Go call the prophet."
Jesus, you're worthy, God. Jesus. The Lord told you to call me. Wow. God, I give you glory above all. None like you. No one. None is like you. Go ahead, sister.
I don't even have anything.
I know you don't. Listen, you be blessed. And we're going to continue forever to be covenant. And we're going to, my queen and I and many others, we will protect what God has given you.
Thank you.
Oh, yes. We're your family. You need us. We're there. I don't even know if I, it's as if I've never met you. As if I've never talked to you tonight. You understand this change?
Yes.
We've talked many times, but in the spirit realm, I don't feel like we've ever talked. It's because this is called official.
This is
your consecration service. Glory.
Thank you, oh God.
Peace be to you, my sister, and as always, we look forward to the next time we talk. I got a good feeling about what I see happening to you. Just get ready. Get all your paperwork done. Get all your ministry. Get everything set. Because this thing is going to move so fast. You don't want to miss anything. Do what you know to do. You need any wisdom on any part of it, you feel free to call me. You do have my personal number, right?
No, I don't.
You on Facebook?
I inbox you on Facebook, yes. I'll inbox you.
Inbox me tonight.
Okay.
Love you. God bless.
Thank you. Love you too.
You're so welcome. God bless.
Blog Talk Radio.
I can't do anything without God. I'm totally helpless. And what we have just heard has just brought such a blessing. This dear sister, covenant woman of God, God has done something for her. Her whole life has changed. God wants your life to be changed. In the name of Jesus, something is happening tonight. 347-539-5173. You are listening to Prophecy Alive. I'm your host, Prophet and Seer Roderick. Let me go to the next caller. God bless you. God bless you. My dear sister, I am back. Praise the Lord. Okay. How are you?
I'm doing well. Praise the Lord.
I just wanted to know
the mind of God concerning my ministry. Things are happening quickly, and I can't begin to tell you. And I'm standing here in awe and saying, okay, God, where do I go now? You know, so that's all.
What I felt, my dear sister, what is your first name?
Amelia.
Say it again.
Amelia.
Amelia. What I just felt is a laughter. You know, when you said how it's going fast and like, what do I do now? I want you to stay. I want you to know the Lord is telling me to tell you, stand still and watch God. Watch him.
Amen.
You know how we go to a movie, we go to sit and watch a good movie, or we go to a nice restaurant, we go there to eat and enjoy the food. God is saying to you, watch me. That's the word to you. Watch me.
Amen.
Philippians 1:6, that's for you tonight.
Amen.
All God wants from you is your confidence.
Amen.
Amen. I see a giant wall that's going to be torn down because of your ministry. Watch this.
Amen.
I see two nations that are enemies, but because of your prayers and the prayers of your staff, the two nations that enemies in fighting, they're going to become friends.
Amen.
Now that's heavy.
Amen.
God bless you. You're a blessed woman of God. You are blessed.
Amen.
You are blessed.
Amen. Yes, I am, in Jesus' name.
Yes, you are. Anything else?
You know, some of the things I've been combating, well, my daughter, one of them. It's almost as if it was a total demonic manifestation through one of my daughters. And the Lord stood with me, and we took authority over that thing. And I'm telling you, I'm keeping her prayed and prayed up, because, you know, the Bible said, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Every tongue that raises up against us, God will condemn in the judgment. And this child has been targeted. She's been targeted, and I'm praying. I'm standing on the mama that stands with the her children, you know. And this one.
Let me show you some I see. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut, but I got to tell you what I see, okay? This is an intimidating spirit. This spirit wants to throw you off track. This is an intimidating spirit of mockery. And God has given you the authority, and I come into an alignment and agreement with you. This young lady will be a powerful force of God, and she will work on your staff. She's an evangelist, and she has a prophetic an anointing. So you watch God. I'm laughing at the enemy. Excuse me for 1 second.
Sure.
Get away from that girl now, devil, and I bind you in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Now you go. You pack your bags and go.
Yes, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Yes, thank you.
Now,
amen.
Celebrate, woman of God. Just celebrate. I'll talk to you again.
Amen. Praise God in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. God bless you.
To God be the glory. Thank you, too.
Amen. God bless
you. God bless
you. Love Talk Radio.
God is so good. I'll be right back in just a moment. If he wasn't going to do it, he would have never asked us to trust him or to have faith in him if he wasn't going to do it. Hope anticipates with earnest expectation. Let me say this again. Hope anticipates with earnest expectation. What is that? What is expectation? Earnest expectation is something that is not available right now, but is promised by God to be coming in the future. Now watch this. Hebrews 13:8 declares Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. We must be careful when we read the Word of God. We must be careful that we not depend upon our natural understanding and all of our ways. Acknowledge God, and he will direct our paths. You see, I'm crazy enough to believe when I speak, it happens. When I speak according to God's word, it happens. What does not discourage me, get this now, what does not discourage me is the natural eye not seeing the thing desired. Understand this. The natural man cannot receive the things of the Spirit of God. As a matter of fact, the natural mind or the natural man or the flesh man has no motive of seeking God. When you go to the book of Romans, the natural man or the natural mind is enmity toward God. In other words, in the flesh, there is no desire to please God. So we can't pray out of the flesh and expect a spiritual result. We can't pray with our natural understanding, which is our reasoning, and expect a result. Get this in your spirit now. So many of God's people are discouraged because when they pray, or they hear a word of knowledge through prophecy, if it doesn't happen according to natural time, then there is a discouragement. But get this. In order to understand how God operates, we must understand that St. John 4, God is spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Everything that you need, my dear beloved brother and sisters, it comes out of the realm of worship. Get this in your spirit. Everyone in the Bible, when you read, that was blessed by God or healed or delivered from a natural tragedy. You look at the Hebrew boys, the fiery furnace. You look at Daniel, the lion's den. You look at David, Goliath. King Saul's anger toward him. You look at Moses leading the people, millions of people out of the hands of Pharaoh, out of Egypt. And many of us stay in an Egypt situation because we're trying to follow God with our natural understanding. He or her, whoever comes to God, must believe that he exists and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. This brings expectation. But expectation alone doesn't bring hope. It's the earnest expectation. The Word of God declares the earnest expectation. This is in Romans 8. The earnest expectation of the creature or creation, it travails, it groans for the manifestation of the sons of God. Understand this. Earth itself is pregnant with the birthing of the sons of God. You see, it's out of mess that God brings order. It's out of doubt that comes belief. Even the disciples said at one time, they said, Lord, help our unbelief. In other words, they understood that unbelief was in fact flesh. All flesh can do is not believe. Get this in your spirit. So what is it then? The Apostle Paul declared, I will pray with the Spirit, 1 Corinthians 14th chapter. When you read all of that, you'll notice, I will pray with the Spirit, and I will pray with the understanding. We have to understand that out of the Spirit comes understanding. Out of the flesh comes chaos, fear, doubt, unbelief. Once we understand that, God will move. Stand by. I'll be back, and I'm going to take some calls. I can feel God. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
This is Prophecy Alive. I am prophet and seer. God will move if you just let him. 347-539-5173. Press 1. Let's agree together for a mighty breakthrough in your life.
I'm thanking God for the rising of the sun.
Praise God. God has a blessing for you. You see, so many people say blessings, but they don't understand what is a blessing. Do you not know that the presence of God in your life is the greatest blessing that you can have? You can have all of the money in the world. Without God's presence, you have nothing. Let's go after his presence. Well, I'm going to go to a caller. I can feel the presence of God so strong tonight, ladies and gentlemen. God bless you. You are on Prophecy Alive. How may I help you?
Hi, this is Eileen in South Florida. I was asking for prayer for supernatural provision as far as selling a home. And I thank the Lord for his presence. I received the word you just spoke over me and your listeners. And, I just want to agree in prayer for that supernatural blessing.
You know, as Father God, first of all, I give you praise for this mighty woman of God. I can sense through her voice such a love for God and his people. Such a love for God and his people. Sometimes God shows me, and I give him all the glory. I don't take credit for anything. And I know nothing save Christ and him being crucified. But what I see for you, and I think you said your name was Eileen.
Yes.
When I close my eyes just for a few seconds, I'm not understanding this. But I see the word parents, and it's heavier on the mother. There is a mighty shift in your life, a mighty miracle. There are some areas where God is not going to allow you to walk. There are disappointments. There are fears. That God, I see his hand, is almost like you're a baby in this big hand. Glory to God. This looks so wonderful. And it's like you're in the midst of God's hand. And what God is saying to me to tell you right now, that even when you thought he wasn't there, in your mother's womb, God's hand held you. And the healing power of God is on your life, not just physical healing, but mental healing and emotional healing is taking place in your life. You're about to see some giant doors open. They are opening for you. Victory. Not only, not only, glory be to God, you're going, this house is going to be sold, but I, for some reason, I see homes, I see land, I see real estate, I see companies, I see entrepreneur. This anointing that is on your life is going to raise up young people. There's a new generation. There's a new caliber of ministry that God has placed on your life. I don't know whether you know this or not, but you are a prophet. You are a powerful evangelist, and there's an anointing on you, watch this, of grace and influence. Hear me again. Grace and influence. Your influence is about to accelerate. There is a momentum of the anointing in your life. There are things that have been passed down to you through your family. There's someone in your family that said no, but God chose you. Glory to God. Jesus. Jesus. Eileen, it was faith that had you call. What's in that tummy of yours? I can feel a well coming up in you. You're like the woman that sat with Jesus at Jacob's well. Who? Jesus, the lid on Jacob's well. He sat there. The woman came. She was thirsty. And Jesus said, if you would have asked me to give you to drink, I would have given you water that would spring up unto everlasting life. I see you standing in an auditorium. Glory. I see you opening your mouth, and I see the power of God and the love of God ushering and gushing out of your mouth in a supernatural way. You get ready, Eileen, because you will no longer be the same. God bless you. Go ahead and speak whatever is in your spirit.
Thank you for the word, Prophet. I receive that word in Jesus' name. My spirit is open to what God has for me, and I know he's opening doors that no man can shut. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. Go ahead.
Oh, Lord, you're so good. Your presence is overwhelming me right now. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Wow, thank you, brother. Thank you for the encouragement and the confirmation that my spirit needed to hear. And I know God has great things for me, and I continue to walk in faith even as I wait. I know his timing's perfect, and he's pouring out his blessing upon me and upon all of us, the brothers and sisters listening tonight. He has great things planned for all of us as we just trust him in that, that we don't doubt, that we don't listen to any other voices, that we just know his voice.
Yeah.
We are his sheep, and we follow after what he speaks, and he just releases the kingdom upon each and every one of us. He's making shifts and changes in the environment, and we carry that, and we release that in our love and our joy, no matter what mountain of influence we happen to walk in on a daily basis. We just release that to those that are hungry, to those that are at the well with us, that are thirsty for more of Him. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
My God.
Thank you, Lord.
My God. You know, I mean, the Holy Spirit is so strong on you until you must right now. We get people from all over the world. They are listening, including the School of Prophets and the students. And great intercessors are praying right now. I'm going to ask you to release God to the nation. Speak whatever God has. I don't do this to everyone, but I sense this with you. Allow the Holy Spirit to usher people into salvation. Whatever God says to you, obey the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
Holy Spirit, thank you, Holy Spirit. Yeah, He is the Comforter. He is the Comforter. We're all crying out for that comfort, even those of us that are just walking alongside Him every single day, every single moment. We still need His comfort. But there are those out there that are desperate. They don't even know they need that comfort. So those of you, the ears that are listening right now, I just usher you in. I usher you into His presence, because there is such comfort in His presence. As you receive that comfort, even now over the airwaves, you just receive that comfort. Absorb it into your spirits, into your souls, bringing healing to every place from the past. Every place has been comforted. Every wound has been comforted in Jesus' name right now to all those listening, so that you can carry that anointing to a hungry, to a dying world, to those who need it desperately. Holy Spirit, we just release you out to every ear listening.
Yes, God.
Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Yeah, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for the kiss of worship. Right now, we sing your worship, Lord. We sing your worship. Just wanna thank you and praise you forever and ever for all that you've done for me. Blessing and honor and glory, it all depends on you. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me and everyone listening here to salvation. Hallelujah.
Cool.
Love Talk Radio.
Oh, I just enjoyed that broadcast a couple of days ago. I just wanted you to hear that young lady and the different ones that receive God's blessing. You know, before I go to another caller, I was reading here in St. John 11, and you know the chapter when Lazarus was ill, and in the Amplified Bible, verse 1 of chapter 11 says, and I'm going to be quick because I sense someone is really in need. Now, a certain man named Lazarus was ill. He was of Bethany, the village where Mary and her sister Martha lived. This Mary was the one who anointed the Lord with perfume and wiped his feet with her hair. This was this Mary. It was her brother Lazarus who was now sick. So the sisters sent to him and saying, Lord, he whom you love so well is sick. When Jesus received the message, he said, this sickness is not to end in death, but on the contrary, it is to honor God and to promote his glory, that the Son of God may be glorified through it. I want to say this to someone. You're going through something that seems like death. Death in business, death in ministry, death in relationship. But this issue that you are experiencing, the Lord, the Holy Spirit just came on me to tell someone, your business is not going to die. Your marriage is not going to die. Your business, your ministry is not going to die, and your money is not going to die. I'm telling you, you live in every area of your life. And you know the story. Jesus said, roll the stone away. God is rolling things away from your life, things that are hard, things that seems like it just won't move. You pray, you fast, and this thing seems like it just won't move. Well, you hear this good news. Jesus, our Lord and Savior, when he speaks and commands the stone to be rolled away, it has to obey. Receive that in Jesus' name. Let me go to a caller. Praise God. God bless you. You are on Prophecy Alive. How may I help you?
Thank you very much for taking my call. This is Julia.
God bless you. God bless you. What's in your spirit tonight?
I think I am the woman who came to Jesus asking for comfort.
Yes.
I listened to the young lady who was praying about comfort, and I really need that today.
Bless you. Julie, God loves you so much. And there's not one word and one prayer that you have uttered that he has not heard. With the heavenly encouragement, the counsel of God is thinking of you. Your name is not only written in heaven, there is a heavenly, listen closely, conversation going on concerning you. And you best believe, praise God,
amen,
that the half hadn't been told. You know, when the woman, Queen of Sheba, came to Solomon, she said the half hadn't been told of the wisdom of Solomon. Because you've asked God for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. I don't know whether I've ever said this word to you, but I hear this word granted.
Amen.
You're such a unique spirit. I can sense strongly that God has purposely ordained you. And he has handpicked you. And I could tell that it is your fullness of time. Out of all what Jesus went through as the Son of God and became the Son of Man, even the scripture says, when the fullness of time came, God sent forth his Son.
Mm-hmm.
All of us, God knows our fullness of time. God started with me at 8. Launched out into the ministry at 14. To some, it's like it takes forever. But to me, God showed me, I purposely prepared you for 40 years. Isn't God good?
Yes.
He's good to you, and you be encouraged. You be encouraged. I can feel your heart. There are things I don't even say, because I'm interceding. And me and my queen know that you are one of those chosen. I'm so glad that we're covenant partners in the kingdom of God, praying for the nations, because the nations shall tremble at his word. And every eye shall see him, every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And I thank God for you. You be encouraged. You laugh. There's a great laughter coming.
Amen.
Act as though you have it now. That's what I hear God saying. God wants you to just respond as though you have it now. Watch what he does.
Amen.
Love you, my sister.
Thank you. Love you, too. I receive that in the name of Jesus.
There's so much prayer that you prayed the last time. Do you not know? As you begin to pray, there's such a divine shift that happened in our walk, in our ministry. Oh, my God.
Amen. Give God the glory.
I give God the glory.
Yes.
You be blessed. Anything else on your heart, my covenant sister?
Yeah, I have a young sister. Her name is Stella.
With a B, Bella?
No, Stella, with an S.
Stella, got it.
Yeah. She's going to be sitting for a big exam that is going to determine if she's going to high school or not. She's in Kenya.
There are so many people coming from our homeland. Oh, I look forward to what my dad prophesied about my homeland, Africa. I will tell you this about Stella. Just as her name and the meaning of her name, so shall it be. From the test, it's nothing but complete victory.
Amen.
She has a great career ahead of her.
Amen.
Tell her Joshua 1 and 8. Thank you, Father. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. God bless. Hallelujah. God. Bye-bye. God is so good. God bless you. You are on Prophecy Alive.
God bless you, Prophet. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm good.
What's in your heart?
Well, I've been fasting and praying and believing God for some things for the last few days, and I'm just calling in to get a word.
I hear for you weeping. It may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning.
Hallelujah.
I'm saying to you, welcome to your morning time.
Hallelujah.
Ah, you have arrived. You have arrived.
Hallelujah.
You have pleased God, and you have touched the heart of God.
Thank you.
You really have touched God. And the Lord will say to you that I'm pleased, and I'm pleased with how you have handled things differently from years ago. Your maturity has came up before the Lord, and now you're ready for your inheritance. You're ready now. You told God, if you do it, God, if you don't do it, I'll serve you. If you would do it, you promised God that you would do this and that, and God is saying, I believe you, and watch the hand of God. There's going to be several circumstances that's going to change. It's going to deal with your living, your lifestyle, and your ministry.
Okay.
Your living, your lifestyle, and your ministry.
And ministry, okay.
You watch God, and there are some old relationships that shouldn't have ended spiritually, And God's going to bring people back. He's going to do you like Jacob. There are people going to come back and they're going to say, I'm sorry.
Hallelujah.
And that's going to be a sign to you.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
See, some folk, I'm going to tell you something I see this. Some people thought you didn't know what you were talking about.
And I say that, too.
You do?
I sure do.
They thought you were just talking, and they thought you were just trying to be deep. And they thought they were too big to listen. They thought they were more than you. And then they judged you in the flesh. And the scripture says, know no one man after the flesh. And, you know, some people think they have discernment, but they have gossip.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they go to people to find out who someone. They look for people. I call them paparazzi in the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And so, see, they're going to have to come back and apologize and say, I'm wrong. And you're going to get your rightful due honor. I'll call you tonight. And I'm going to call you Jabez. Hey, glory. I'm going to call you Jabez. Praise God. There's no male or female. And I'm going to decree that honor is upon you and you are restored this night.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Isn't God good to you?
Yes, he is. He's so good to me. I don't even know how I could have made it through the things I've been through and recent things and you know, I've just been praying and crying out to God, and I keep thanking him for being that shoulder, the crown, and the person I can just talk to and tell everything to. And I've been praying for some restoration.
It's here.
Thank you, God.
There's some loved ones that are going to totally, it's going to be such a shocking change. But God said it's going to blow, it's going to almost just, it's just going to astonish you how quick this thing would turn around.
Right.
You watch God. And you just be encouraged. You be encouraged.
Okay.
Don't let the enemy pull you into any conversations that are negative. Because there's one person, it's a woman that I see in the spirit. God's going to have to shut her mouth.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
I can see her just as sure as I'm on this radio. God's going to shut her mouth. Now, he's going to be nice to her. Nothing bad going to happen to her, but God's going to have to shut her mouth. And you know one of the ways he's going to shut her mouth? Is the way he's going to see how God blesses you.
Hallelujah.
God, watch this. He's going to convict her through how he blesses you. Isn't that something?
It is. It really is.
See, folk got to be careful who they put their mouth on. You might be putting your mouth on the one that's going to bless you, people of God.
Hallelujah.
Be careful, because some have entertained angels unaware.
Man, that's true.
An uncle comes to my mind. An uncle. I saw a word, uncle.
Okay.
There's an uncle that God's going to give a miracle to.
Okay.
Watch this. This is an uncle. This is an uncle, I see. God's is going to affect the auntie, but he's going to give the miracle. It's going to be in the area of physical and mental healing.
Okay.
And God's going to restore a uncle. You watch this.
Okay.
God bless you. God bless you.
Hey, Prophet, let me tell you this right here. I called in last
ma'am.
Week.
You
I
did?
I turned all my family members on, Ashley, Demetrius, and my niece that called in crying tonight, the one that called in all the time, Tanya.
Okay.
The one that you said it was just like you had never talked to her before tonight.
Oh, bless her. Bless her.
And that's my niece. That's my niece. So I turned all my family members on. And but anyway, I called in last week with my mom and my sister. My mom and my sister called in and I asked to speak. And my mom was telling you about my dad.
Okay. Okay.
And my dad wasn't eating stuff, and my dad is eating and looking all healthy and good and feeling better. And we found out today what's the problem with the eye. The doctor went in and we replaced the lens. He either had some type of debris on his hands or he didn't inspect the lens well. So we went to a specialist today, so they found out what's going on with that, and he's going to go in and, you know, handle that part of it. And I just want to let you know that, and you told me that God was going to do turn some things around not that many days hence. And the very next day, one of you said I had been praying for some things, and the very next day, stuff just started turning around. The things I had prayed for, they had, you know, started coming to pass. I just want to let you know. And I thank God for you, and I thank you for letting God use you.
Oh, this is so blessing. Father, let me say something. Father, I give you the praise for my dear sister that was bold enough to say what you have done, and we both give you all the glory.
Hallelujah.
This is your broadcast, Jesus Christ, and you told me to do this, and you said you will raise this to the nations. And God,
hallelujah.
I thank you, Lord, for this one. Her faith is so perfect, and I thank God for her. Now double up the miracles in her life, in her family life. Say double, woman.
Double.
I hear God saying double for you.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, double. You're going to start getting two of these things. If you get a car, you're going to get two.
Hallelujah.
You get a home, you're going to get two. You get I don't care what it is, it's going to be two. Praise God. If you get a puppy, it'll be two. Praise God. God said double. Praise God.
Hallelujah. I receive that.
What did you cook today? What did you cook today?
I oven fried some fish and some okra, fried okra.
There is something to the fish.
Okay.
That fish, I just now smelled fish. And
really?
That's why I said, what did you? Yeah, I said, God, my nose. Now, now I'm asking God. See, God deals with me kind of unusual. Now, the reason I asked you, what did you cook? And it's not by accident that you said fish and fried okra, but the fish, your money is here.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, God.
The only request I have for you is that you put God first and keep him first. That's it. Bible said, believe the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe his true prophets, and you will prosper.
Hallelujah.
So here's what I want you to do.
Okay.
I want you to get three people that you know are hurting financially.
Okay.
Listen closely. For some reason, this is your night. Three people that are hurting financially.
Okay.
And I want you to give them whatever the Holy Spirit places before you. Give them a seed offering. And don't tell anybody. Do it in secret, okay?
Okay.
I don't care what the seed. I'm not looking at an amount. I'm looking at obedience. Obey the prophet and you will what? Prosper, right?
Okay, yes.
Okay, whatever you give, he's going to double it and triple it.
Hallelujah.
Because you're going to be a blesser of people. Jabez said, Lord, enlarge my territory. He mentioned, let me not cause pain. So there are three people that are in need, and you're going to give them a seed offering in the secret.
Okay.
And God is going to do something. You're going to have to call, and you're going to call screaming.
Okay,
because
that's so me. I do that.
You do that?
I do that. I always try to bless somebody. Always.
Well, here you go. Follow my words. Three people.
Okay.
It's actually two women and one man.
Okay.
And when I say man, I'm looking at a young man. And your seed to this, it may be someone kin to you. It is why I keep hearing nephew.
And that's the same thing I was just sitting here thinking.
Did you hear the same thing?
I sure did.
Well, we know it's God. Now,
sure
go your way, be blessed, obey the Lord, and watch a big thing happen to you.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I receive that, prophet.
God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow.
Love,
Hope, Radio. Well, I'm going to be going off the air in just a couple of minutes. I'll be right back. Praise God. 347-539-5173. This is Prophecy Alive. I am Roderick.
Stay there. We'll be right back. Prophecy Alive.
Preparing the word of the Lord. Oh, yeah.
You know, God is so good. He is so wonderful. Trust in God. Never doubt his word. He's good. I mean, he's good all the time. I was reading here, and I want to read this to you. It's reading here in the book of Psalms, chapter 33. Now, I'm going to read this from the Amplified Bible. Listen to this. Psalms 33 and verse 1. Rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous, you upright, and right standing with God, for praise is becoming and appropriate for those who are upright in heart. You see, praise is for those who are upright in heart. This simply means you have the right motives. I mean, it is your desire to see not only yourself but others happy. We love God with all of our hearts, soul, and mind, and our strength. You want more strength? Love God with your strength. Don't try to prove you're strong. Love God with your strength. Look at verse 2. Give thanks to the Lord with the lyre. Sing praises to him with the harp of 10 strings. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully on the strings with a loud and joyful sound. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his work is done in faithfulness. Listen to this. Verse 5. He loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the loving kindness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all their host by the breath of his mouth. He gathers the waters of the sea as in a bottle. He puts the deep in storage places. Let all the earth fear the Lord, revere and worship him. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. Are you in awe of God? I am. I know you are. Let's be in awe of God. For he spoke, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to naught. Don't worry about the White House, the nations, and wars and things of that nature. Listen to what verse 10 says. Psalms 33 and verse 10. The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to naught. He makes the thoughts and plans of the peoples of no effect. Any plan that's planned without God is no plan. Look at this. Verse 11. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the thoughts of his heart. Through all generations. I like verse 12. Blessed, that means happy, fortunate, to be envied, is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his heritage. Remember, you are God's heritage. This is Prophecy Alive. I'm Roderick Owensby. God bless you.